open to it all. I don't turn down work across the state.
Centralized where again?
Austin in Round Rock, north of Round Rock. I mean, north of Austin is a little town called Round Rock.
Got it, sir. Of course. We do want to get you the best targeted areas as well. And I do have one of my pricing directors for you on the line for us. And lastly, sir, I want to leave with telling you that all our programs are designed for a positive return of investment, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hi. Thank you, Carlos. Hi, Jose. How are you?
Doing
good?
I'm good. How about you? Yep.
I'm glad it's Friday. So that's all I can say, you know. I'm glad you get to enjoy the weekend, right? Hopefully every now and then. Beautiful. Jose, my name is Nadine Medina. I'm actually one of the regional specialists, and I handle pricing and details for your area. I believe he mentioned that your wife, is she on the call with us as well?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, good. I didn't get her name. I apologize. Hi, wife.
Cassandra.
Cassandra? Okay. Hi, Cassandra.
With two
it's a
S's.
Pleasure to meet you. I'm sorry?
With two S's.
With two S's. Cassandra, right?
Yes.
Beautiful. Such a pleasure to meet you both. I didn't know if you heard any of the conversation that my representative was having with Jose. Do you guys have any questions, like, as far as the programming or the placement that we do?
How much? That's all I, you know, how
okay.
much?
Okay. What's the meat and potatoes of it all? You got it. I know that you mentioned some targeted areas. When I was looking at the map, we're roughly looking at about a 50-mile radius, right? I mean, if I consider you being based out of Rock Round, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I know you are, however, willing to travel depending on the job.
Correct.
If it makes money, it makes sense. Okay. Now, the work is residential as well as commercial. And
correct.
Then what do you consider your bread and butter? Like, what do you specialize in most? Is it just strictly, like, you know, brick and stone patios? I do see that you do a lot of, like, I would say, like, outdoor work, right?
Yes, outdoor hardscape renovations. My bread and butter is paver, hardscape, and retaining walls.
That's what I wanted to clarify. Okay, perfect. And I know that he mentioned that you're currently using Angie's, I believe.
Cool.
Is one of the platforms? Okay. Seven Stones Outdoors. I love the logo, by the way. You guys did a good job on that. Did you guys
Thank
make
you.
That
it represents. We did, and it represents our seven children.
Oh, my gosh. Really? How amazing. Between my husband and I, we have eight. I say we're the Mexican Brady Bunch, I guess. You guys probably don't even know who the Brady Bunch was. That's probably.
Oh, of course I do. Yeah, I know the Brady
okay.
Bunch. I know the Brady Bunch. One more girl,
okay.
And we do the Brady Bunch.
You guys said a lot.
One
younger.
Girl.
Oh, okay.
We have four,
oh my gosh.
Three girls. Yeah, one
oh,
more girl.
What a,
we
what a blessing. What a blessing. I did see also you guys listed on Nextdoor. I was looking to see if there was a Facebook page. No Facebook page yet?
No, I have. I just started doing the, like, social media and online
okay.
platforms. I'm the regional construction manager for a company called System Pavers for the last 5 years, and I've made them $20 million every year or more. And I said, you know
no
what?
Way.
I'm
trying to make
why am
money.
I doing something else? It's time to make my own money.
Yeah, make your own hours, you know, as well, right?
Exactly.
Good for you guys. That's awesome. Okay. So the Andrews is something new. So you probably are not quite sure how that's going to work. I mean, with the leads, or are you doing the monthly subscription for the year?
I've got a monthly subscription, and I'm paying like, I think I paid $300 last month, and I got about eight leads, and I locked in half of them. And I've
that's
still
amazing.
Got three of them. So it's, I mean, and I've gotten pretty good jobs out of it, so it's not terrible. I still
that
plan on
you
using it.
You have
that.
A good closing ratio. That means that you're closing 50%. So that's really
yeah.
good. I think what I'm hearing is as long as you get them on the phone, Jose, then you're good at selling your services, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Here's what I would recommend for you guys to get started with, okay? Because I know that this is still fairly a new company for you, correct? So a lot of investing goes into starting a company, which I'm very well aware of that. I think a good package to start with would be our VIP with Facebook marketing package. Basically, this is going to put you on the first page of Google in the local map section where 90% of searches will start and stop. They will be calls that will come directly to you. You, however, will not be charged per call, per job, or per click. Okay? With the new in business rate, basically what you would be looking at is $299 a month. It will, however, come with just a one-time $99 setup fee, and that would be just to cover programming. Initial investment, do you want to hear what's included? Cassandra, are you on board?
Like he said earlier, he makes most of the business decisions.
Right.
So, I know where you're going with this.
I believe in him.
It's what I've been looking for, and I just haven't had the time to.
Awesome.
And I've gotten a couple calls like this, but I'm Googling
Beautiful.
You guys as I'm talking. I'm ready to do it.
So okay. All right, Jose. Let's do this. What's the best email for you?
devinstonesoutdoors@gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. Jose, what's your last name? This is just for the account
Garcia.
Purpose. Garcia. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the best number for us to reach you on is this number, right? The 210-400-8708. Okay.
Correct.
And then, Jose, right now as we're on the phone, I'm going to prepare this email for you, okay? It's just going to give you the recap. But basically, while I'm preparing it, I'm going to tell you what's going to be included in this as we're setting up your account, okay? Basically, this is going to get you verified through Google. We'll help you get that verification, promote you on the first page. We're going to list you on Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps. You don't have, let me double check, no website, right?
Correct, no website.
Okay. I'm going to include one for you. I'll have them build you a website. This will also help with your SEO ranking as well. So we'll build you the website. I'm sure you got pictures of your work, so we definitely want to have those pictures also. Now, what we're going to also do is we're going to include Facebook advertising. You did mention that you just barely started with the social media. Did you already create the business Facebook page?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You do have a personal one at the very least, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a personal one. And that's kind of what I've been using, but it's not professional.
It's okay. We're gonna do, no one's going to have, like, see your personal Facebook, but basically we need that link so that way you can create the one for your business. So this way you have ownership and access to it, okay? And this way I highly encourage you, make sure that you're posting on your Facebook page to keep, like, your content fresh. Okay, we're going to do Facebook ads. So that way, when someone does that search on Google, they go to their Facebook page, they're seeing your ad pop up on their feed. Okay, so let me include that on there too. And then we'll cover the mobile platform. So like whenever someone uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they can also see you listed on that first page too. Okay, so let me do this here. All right, so I just sent you that email with the recap of that. Jose, on this phone number, you do get text messages, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to also send you our customer service phone number. I want you to save this number in your contacts under Local Splash. This way you never lose our phone number. Whenever our team reaches out to you, they're going to call you from the 877 number. So let me know once you get that text and make sure you save that contact number, okay?
Okay. Yep, just got it.
Beautiful. Okay. Company name should read as, spelled out the word, Seven Stones Outdoors, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me one quick second here. Stand by.
And that's outdoors with the S.
Yes.
Okay.
No LLC or anything like that, right?
We do plan on getting that because I will need that
awesome.
For commercials. I've got a buddy who's worked for ERWs, And he's like a superintendent for that company, and they just started bidding paver jobs commercially too. So I'm putting in the crew packet.
That's awesome.
And that's on my pick this weekend.
So you're still working like on licensing and insurance? I mean, I don't even think it's a requirement, right? The license for the
licensing is not required in the state of Texas, but sometimes the insurance is. I haven't had anybody need it yet, but I just, like I said, I know they're
something to work on.
Yeah, they're gonna,
yeah, that's good. That's good. Jose, the business itself, do you have it registered? Well, not registered, but I mean, you're associated with your home address, right? I saw an address
correct.
On Angie's, 17858 yeah. Park Valley Drive. Now,
correct. That's my home address.
The zip code is 78681. That address, just so you know, it's going to be hidden. We don't publicize that address on Google. You're a home office, so no one comes and picks out, you know, flooring or anything like that. So just so you know, it'll
sure.
be hidden. Okay.
Okay.
Now, before I start taking down billing information, I am going to be walking you through what's called a voice verification recording, because I have you at a pre-discounted agreement. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through this voice verification. I'm going to ask you some questions. It's going to outline our service agreement, but it is an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing with your invoice. Now, when I am walking you through it, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, stop me. Just needing, wait a minute. Can you clarify that? What does that mean? So this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. Now, I am going to ask you for a 2-month verbal agreement. I'm asking you to stick it out with us 2 months, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time and it'll be stated in there. Okay, so I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Seven Stones Outdoors.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jose Garcia, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
I am.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Now, please, as I mentioned, save that 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Whenever you do call us, please at least allow 24 hours to return your call. I'm not saying it'll take that long. If an agent's not available to take your call, at least give them up to that time, but they're pretty good about assisting you. Okay, because we'll have a team dedicated to your account. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
First pet.
First pet. Okay. And what was your first pet's name?
Kodiak.
Kodiak. Okay. Like the kind of pancakes I eat sometimes. Now, any time that we call you, like let's just say you weren't quite sure, like is this really Local Splash calling? Ask, what's my security question? If they refuse to give it to you, disconnect the call. If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? So that's how you can identify. Now, I'm going to also give you an example because a lot of my clients, several of them, get a call from a company called Yelp. And Yelp is basically, what they do is they offer advertising services on their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls, and let's say you happen to be interested, you know, in their program, do me a favor. Call me first because I'll be able to get you more, like offer you more of a discounted rate. Okay, if that's ever something you're interested in. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you clarify?
Yeah. So basically what we're saying here is during the time that you're with us, right, we're not saying that you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call and let us know, like, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing, and then we'll tell you, yeah, go for it, because it won't interfere with what we're doing, right? We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, is what it comes down to, okay?
Okay. I can agree
so,
with that.
Awesome. Now, as part of the verification process, Jose, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required documents in a timely manner. These may include, okay, business license or registration, proof of insurance, okay, any other items recommended for a Google Business verification. In fact, we will send you a list, okay? And there's going to be some items on there, like the business license. You don't have that yet, or insurance. On that list, you're going to send us what you can. And whatever you don't have, don't worry about it, okay? But we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to get it to us in the first 7 days, okay, the necessary documentation, what will happen is it'll delay it, or it could end up suspending your account with us, okay? So do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
I do.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 12th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 12th day of each month in the discounted amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment, so every 12th, right, is when your billing date is. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak with a live representative, so that way we make sure that if you're canceling, that they cancel it, okay? To prevent those charges for the next month of service, Jose, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your billing is due, okay, so that way you don't get charged. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing right now, the card that you're putting on file, Jose, does that card have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name, but we do plan on creating a business account this coming
Perfect.
Week.
So on there, it only says Jose Garcia, right? Or is there
it
a middle
Jose,
initial?
Yeah, Angel.
Angel? Angel spelled mm-hmm. out or just an A?
Yes, Angel spelled
okay.
out.
Jose Angel? Nice ring to it.
Yes.
Okay. And then, Jose, is it the same billing address?
Yes, I updated it.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Card number when you're ready?
4229-680-4934-5735.
Expiration month and year?
11/28.
And the CVV code on the back?
728.
Okay. I'm just going to be updating it right now, and then I'll process the payment. Then you're going to start receiving a series of text messages and emails, okay? There's going to be two particular ones that I'm going to want to walk through with you. In the meantime, I do want to schedule your client interview for Monday, okay? Now, you know we're on the West Coast, so you're actually 2 hours ahead of me, okay? So, how does your schedule look for Monday for your client interview? What I'm going to do is I'm going to block out an hour. The client interview is going to be with my technician. I'll actually make sure that I'm available to do the introduction. So, I want to schedule a time that's convenient for you, because it could take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just really depends, Jose, on how many questions or details you have, right? But I do want to schedule it for you.
All day.
All day. Okay, perfect. Do you prefer something?
I'm off the next 2 weeks, so you can reach out.
Vacation or what?
kind of. This is all new. I just started. I'm still technically with my company, but
okay.
I'm the regional, so I have oversight. I don't really do anything.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Does what
That's
they're
awesome.
Supposed to do. But my plan is to leave the company by December if I build enough business of my own.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good for you. So, I mean, you're not
focused on this very thing we're doing now.
So, like, you're keeping yourself, you know, still like, hey, I still want to keep myself with work, right? Not just like, you know, just cutting it off and saying I'm done. So good. I'm glad. Cause listen, I want to be super transparent with you, right? Cause you know, with a new business, things take time, but we definitely get things done in a timely manner. So let me tell you what times I have available, and this will be scheduled off of your time. Okay. Now you might want to check your phone because your bank might have something on the card where if it doesn't recognize the charge, they might send you something because it came back suspected fraud, just an FYI.
Okay, let me go into my emails. I see Nadine Medina, that's you. I don't see
just
anything.
Because, you know, look at your text messages, maybe from your bank card that we're using. Because you just want to make sure, because sometimes I know my bank, I have a credit union, so if I pay for something and it thinks like suspicious, it'll send me like, hey, were you trying to charge this? And then I just have to say yes or no.
I'm plugging my phone off the top.
Yeah, check your phone because maybe, I don't know if it's a bank card you're using or a credit card, but sometimes it'll have that extra security.
I normally don't have.
Or maybe I put the card number down wrong. Let me read it back to you just in case.
Okay.
I tend to do that.
The card.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, 4229.
Uh huh.
6800.
Uh huh.
4934.
Uh huh.
5735.
You got it.
November of 28.
Yep.
And then 728 is the CVV code on the back, right?
Yep, you got it. It's all right.
Okay. All right. Let me try because it came back suspected fraud. So I thought maybe either I did something or wrong digit or something here. Let's see. The billing address, are you sure you updated it?
Oh, okay.
Jose?
Then try 604. I thought I did because I've seen them coming out. But go ahead and try 604 Spanish Oak Terrace. Also in
Spanish
the same exact.
Oak Terrace.
T-E-R-R-A-C-E,
right? Okay.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Same zip code, right?
Correct.
78681. Okay, let me try that.
Correct.
Nope. It's still coming up suspected fraud.
On your bank, you let me say chat with us.
While you're doing that, I'm just going to be kind of taking down some notes and stuff for the technician on Monday.
Please approve charge for local slash. Yeah.
Or our company might also come up as relevant ads too, if you look at it.
As what?
Because that's our parent company. Relevant ads is also our parent company.
Okay. May come up as relevant ads.
Oh, my phone froze. Look at this. That's weird.
I'm sorry?
I was just, the app froze, which is kind of weird.
There was an app froze, you said?
No. So I opened up the ad, and then I'm chatting with the customer service, but then the app froze. So just a second.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it looks like they're taking a look at it. Do you know what the charge is, the exact amount?
$398. There's no taxes or anything like that on it.
Or $398. Please approve. Last four numbers of my car. This car's still good.
What are your hours of operation, Jose, typically?
Like 8 to
12
five.
And 9.
Cassandra's all 12 to 9. She's
no,
putting you to work.
No, 12 at 9. 12.
Oh, 12 at 9? Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. He's a workaholic. That's what I call him.
Yeah, she's got to kick me off of the phone.
Well, he's definitely a go-getter, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like I guess you could put 8 to 5 or something like that. Fine.
Okay. Monday through Friday? 8 to 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just put 8 to 8 because a lot of people after work, they know they can call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have the business logo, and I know you've taken some pictures, right, of some of your work?
Yes, I have plenty.
Okay.
And I've been doing this for 20 years, so I got plenty.
Awesome. Awesome. You know, when we're speaking with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails,
yes.
All three, phone
calls.
And text? What do you prefer?
All three, yeah.
Okay.
All three.
Okay. Awesome. And then I know you mentioned you have a Facebook page. Do you know how to send the link? Or are you under Jose Angel Garcia on Facebook?
No, I think I'm under Joey Garcia.
Joey Garcia? Oh, so you changed up the name on me, huh? No, I'm just playing.
That's my nickname. It's like my kid, because I hate the name Jose. It's like there's so many of them.
Right? It's like just as bad as Carlos, huh?
Yeah. So I'm just like,
or Gabriel.
Yeah,
Gabriel's another one.
She may want to put, when we get the LLC, I'm going to put, I want everything to be under her name.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I mean, this thing we're doing now, we can keep it under my name, but she wants to put the Facebook under her account.
Yeah, because they conflict with his work, because he puts a lot of his work.
All right, then let's do that, Cassandra. Let's put it under your Facebook page. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm also going to notate her on the account. Cassandra, you spell your name Cassandra?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm putting you also notated on the account to make changes, right? So yeah. Basically, like, if anyone were to ever call and say, oh, you know, do you guys run a, we're not going to disclose that information. You know what I mean? If we're not talking to Jose and if we're not talking to Cassandra, we don't disclose your information on whether you're running an account with us or not. Okay. Just an FYI. And I know because you don't want it to be a conflict with your current job right now. Cassandra, do you want us to create the Facebook page from your personal Facebook?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. You know what's funny? I did find, but I don't know if this is even yours. Joey, you're not from Portland, are you?
No.
Okay. You're going to trip out. There's a guy, Joey Garcia. He's in Round Rock, Texas. From Portland.
Oh,
yeah, that is weird.
That is weird.
I'm not even joking. Okay, Cassandra, are you just under Cassandra Garcia?
No, Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, okay.
Yeah.
Good thing I just asked, right? Because I would have put Cassandra Garcia as authorized to make changes, and then you call and you're like, Cassandra Rodriguez, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, you're not on here.
No, I get that all the Miss Garcia, and I'm just like, yes, it's okay.
Right?
It's
okay.
I kept my last name. It's
oh,
a lot
okay.
To change the last name. Yeah.
You know what it is? I'm going to tell you, when I got married, yeah. Oh my gosh, it was a lot. It was definitely a lot. Okay. Cassandra, I think I found your page. So, is this your, I think it's your daughter maybe? There's a profile photo. Okay, got it. And then I think, it shows from
our daughter,
from Sigun, right? Or Sigin?
Yeah, from Sigun.
Okay. All right, perfect. So we'll actually create it from your personal Facebook. Again, no one's going to see your personal Facebook page, but it's just so that way you guys have access and ownership to it. Okay.
Okay.
So let me just put that there. Perfect. Okay. And then what we're going to do, Jose, and this is going to help you, okay, we're going to put a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your actual phone number, okay? This is going to help you. When they call that number, it's calling your phone directly, okay? It's still going to you. But this is going to help prevent from you getting so many spam calls. And it's also a helpful tool. So, like, let's say you're on your way to go give an estimate, right? And you forgot the address, okay? What you do is you go back to retrieve your call from our client dashboard from your reporting system, and you can actually grab it from the phone call, okay? That's going to be a way for you to track your phone calls, your messages. You can even block a spam call if one came in. Okay, so it's a really helpful tool for you because when your phone number is blasted out there like that, your actual phone number, that'll generate a bunch of, like, spam calls, just an FYI.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, perfect. Okay, so we'll do that. Let me see what else is left here that I need. Cassandra, I got you on here. Rodriguez. Okay. And then you guys are going to love this program. Now, with your Facebook ads, what I really love about it is because, check this out, you're in Round Rock, right? So on Google, people are going to find you from your home base, and then it goes out from there. With Facebook ads, you could say, you know what? I feel like, and I'm just throwing it out there, not that you do, but let's just say you're like, hey, I want that Facebook ad to start from San Antonio and to go out 50 miles. You could do that. You could choose to target an audience by interest, income level, or location, okay? And that ad, when they click on it, they're calling you directly. That's what I love about the Facebook ads. Because as soon as someone does that search on Google and they go to the Facebook page, they're getting targeted with your ad, okay? It doesn't have anything to do with how many friends you have. I'm sorry?
And we plan on branching out. Eventually.
Do you? No way. Yeah, isn't that weird that I said that? I think because I have family in San Antonio.
Oh, that's you.
Honestly,
mom is there.
My family, originally from my mom's father's side, they're from El Paso. Actually, my grandpa was from Chihuahua, and then they migrated to El Paso, and then they went to L.A. But, like, on my dad's side, my grandma was from San Antonio. So,
yeah.
She was a very proud
Joey
Texan.
From San Antonio.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, wow. Wow, no way. How cool is that?
I've been
okay.
For 4 years.
Wow. Okay. So, Joey, I don't want to charge the card yet, right? Because I want to make sure your bank responds to you first, you know?
Yeah, let me see. Let me see what they said. There's an agent here that's looking into it. Let me pull the chat back up. 042.
And then let me see what time looks good for Monday for you. Whatever time I give you, it's going to be in your time zone, okay? So I have appointments starting as early as 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2.
Let's do 12 to 1. That's a good
12
time.
To 1? Okay.
Yep. And you can process the card now.
Okay. Awesome. Let me send out this invite to you first. So this appointment, we're going to call you between 12 and 1 o'clock, but we're going to call you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, let's just say for some reason we call you and you're like, oh, man, I need 5 or 10 more minutes. Okay? Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 more minutes? We will call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll call you right back. I'm also going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour in case you forget, right? Because the weekend.
Okay.
Like I said, I am going to do my best to be available for that client interview introduction because I like to always introduce you to the technician. If for some reason I got stuck on a phone call or I wasn't available, they will not wait for me. They're going to just proceed to call you directly. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you're going to be getting a couple of text messages and emails, okay? There's going to be one that's going to say initial invoice. We'll be done in like probably 5 minutes or less, okay? But
okay. If
you can look in your text messages or your emails, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice.
Okay.
And then there's one that says action pictures needed for Google verification. Whichever one you see first or if you want to read them off to me, and I'll tell you which one it is.
Okay. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to you.
That one? Yes, sir. Okay. So as you go on to read, it says, please keep in mind this is a reoccurring charge based upon the terms below. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that? It's towards the bottom of it when you're reading it.
So I'm an invitation from an unknown sender.
That one. On the one that you were just reading?
Well, I read that off a text message, the one I...
Okay, so when you were reading it, there should be a part that says, please click here.
Oh,
yeah, click on the hyperlink. There you go. Now, it should have opened up a page that tells you at the very top, Local Splash, terms of experience.
So it took me to a place, welcome to Local Splash, sign in credentials, just wanted me to sign in.
Oh, yeah, no, go back. Go back to that text. You're going
to
open up that
to
text.
Accept subscription. To
yes.
Accept, and if you, it says, please click here to accept.
Click on that.
So I did, and then it takes me to idlocalsplash.com, and it's saying, welcome to Splash, sign in with your credentials below.
That's weird. It shouldn't take you there. Go back out. I'm going to walk you through it again.
I got another Local Splash profile verified. Google may require additional information.
Let's go through that one first. So basically this one gives you a list, okay, of pictures that we need to get you verified through Google. Remember I told you some of those you might not have, right? You're going to send us the ones that you do. So, for example, send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us pictures of your business card, right, if you hand out business cards. So on that list, what you're going to do, Jose, is you're going to send us what you can, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it, okay? Like the business license and insurance, we know that you're still in the process of all that. That's fine. We don't need it. But send us whatever you can off that list. Okay. There's an email that we provide you. Or you can log into your client dashboard, and I'll tell you how to do that in just a second, okay? Go back to the text message that said, "Hello, Jose Angel. Thank you for choosing Local Splash." And it says, "Your invoice," and let me read it from the text because maybe that might be easier for both of us. So that way I can walk you through it. Because I know in the email, it looks just slightly different than it does in the text. So it'll say, "Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept your subscription terms." When you clicked on the hyperlink, right, you said it took you to a login and a password. Is that what it did?
Yep. It took me to id.localsplash.com. "Welcome to Local Splash. Sign in here with your credentials below. Username, password. Remember me. Sign in."
Okay. I don't know why it's taking you there. It's supposed to take you to the other one. But I'm going to tell you how to log into your account. Okay, this is where you're going to go in and track your results with us. I'll have the technician help you with signing the receipt because I don't know why it's even taking you there, but that's okay.
Okay.
So basically, your username and your password, your username is going to be your phone number with no dashes, just your straight phone number. Put that in.
Okay.
And then let me know when you're ready for the password.
I'm ready.
Okay, now your password is all lowercase, one word, good media, G-O-O-D as in David, media, M-E-D-I-A.
Password did not work.
What in the world? Okay. You put in your phone number, 210-400-8708?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then good media, all lowercase, one word?
Oh, I'm in there. Agree. Click here and type your name as seen above.
Yes. Exactly as it reads there. Jose space Angel space Garcia. And then you'll click on confirm signature. And then
connect to Google. I'll access connect to Google.
Yeah. Don't even worry about that because the technician's going to be working on this. Okay. So you can go ahead and exit out of there. You're good. So last thing I want to go over with you and then we'll be all done. Starting with our timeline, 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories and we're also going to have that Facebook business page created using Cassandra's personal Facebook, okay? Those things will be visible and can already start generating phone calls for you. 7 to 14 days, your website's going to be live as well as your Facebook ads, which can already start generating phone calls for you, okay?
Okay.
Did she have a question?
Oh, no, no. We're cutting through a park, and she doesn't want to walk in the and she's like, I got my toenail.
It's okay. Now, what we always state in the terms and conditions, okay, that we sent you in writing, getting you verified through Google, creating the Google business profile, us optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there, we're always going to give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days. Even though, Jose, I've seen it happen sooner, okay, I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. I want you to keep in mind, as each step's being completed, when you're on the first page of Google, when you're in the directories, when your Facebook ads are live, your website's live, we are going to be sending you notifications, okay? So you're aware of the work that we're doing. We like to keep you in the loop, okay? So reminder, we're calling you on Monday. I am going to do my best to be available because I really want to do the introduction, okay? If you have questions, I mean, we're not here tomorrow and Sunday, but if you have questions, you know, even on Monday before your client interview, call me. On that email, I'm still at the 877 number. You're just going to put my extension 623. Okay?
Okay.
So homework this weekend, try to start gathering photos of some of the work that you've done. So this way when we speak with the technician on Monday, they're going to tell you where to start sending those pictures. Okay?
Okay.
I want to be the first to welcome you both to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you guys. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. Did you guys have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am. I appreciate it.
All right. You both have a very blessed and wonderful weekend, okay?
Likewise.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, Cassandra.
Bye. Bye. Thank you so much.
Oh. You're welcome, honey. Have a good weekend, okay? God bless you both.
You too.
Bye.
Likewise. Bye-bye.